In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. We begin today with General Electric, which has been as much about high finance as washing machines since the late 1990s, but not anymore. GE announced this week that it's selling another major piece of its GE Capital Finance arm. Wells Fargo will buy $32 billion worth of commercial loans and leases. Ultimately, GE plans to unload most of its $500 billion financial operations. Those have included credit cards, loans, and a whole range of other stuff that got GE in big trouble during the financial crisis. And Wall Street hasn't liked it much since then either. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Until GE started unloading its finance units earlier this year, they accounted for nearly one-third of the company's revenues. But it didn't used to be that way. After World War II, GE made refrigerators, generators, light bulbs. Then legendary CEO Jack Welch took over. It was 1981, and Wall Street was being deregulated, and big money was taking off.
This was the light bulb, so to speak, that went off in Jack Welch's head.
Jeff Madrick is author of Age of Greed, with a chapter on the new GE and Jack Welch's thinking.
Why should I be in the industrial business when I can make such a high return on investment in finance with far fewer people? And he started to move the company away from these industrial companies, which were very people and worker intensive.
In the next few decades, GE made lots of money, financing real estate, private equity, credit cards. Then 2008, the crash. GE's huge exposure led it to take government help. Wall Street didn't like that. It liked what came next even less, says Jeffrey Manns at George Washington University Law School.
2013, the Financial Stability Oversight Council designated General Electric a systemically important financial institution, equivalent of a bank holding company.
And life is hard for bank holding companies right now, says Jim Corridor at S&P Capital IQ.
The regulatory environment is very harsh. They spend a lot of time on compliance, and they have a lot more government oversight as a financial company than they would as an industrial company.
For GE, it's a transition back to the future, to focus on making things like aircraft engines, medical devices, and power generators again. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.